Chapter 14. Like the final player in a tragedy, delivering his last soliloquy before the curtain falls, Fulgrim paced the stage of La Fenice with an actor's relish. Lucius watched him with a practiced eye, seeing the fluid ease of his perfect motion and wondering how he could have failed to spot its truth for so long. Clad once more in his purple-pink warplate, the Phoenician was a sight to set the mind afire, a warrior god of perfect proportions and light. No traces of the wounds or indignities he had suffered in the Apothecarian were evident, and Lucius marvelled at the incredible power wrought into the Primarch's form that he could endure such horror and bear no ill effects. Truly, Fulgrim was a god worth devotion. First Captain Caeseron stood shoulder to shoulder to Lucius, but Marius Verosian set himself apart from them, his shame causing him to distance himself from their shared guilt. It was guilt only he felt, for Lucius had no regrets over their actions. They had acted to save their Primarch, and, if he was honest, scratch a nagging itch to push their experiences to another level. There could be no guilt over that, not if any of the wonders they had been shown since Istvan III were to be taken at face value. Calimos and Abranx had joined them, amazed to hear of what had transpired in the Apothecarian, a revelation to which they alone in the galaxy were privy. Chrysander stood erect with difficulty, and Ruin held to the wounded captain, his shoulder wrapped in vat flesh as his augmetic bones knitted with his wounded physiology. Lucius watched as Fulgrim paused beneath the dull portrait that graced the wall opposite the Phoenician's nest, a secret smile that conveyed a lifetime's meaning in a slight upward tilt of his lips. "You were right to suspect I was not myself," said Fulgrim, finally deigning to face them. "The killing of the Gorgon was an act that severed my last tie to a lost life, a past that means nothing to me now, and no act of such magnitude is free of consequence." Fulgrim squatted on the stage, as though reliving the moment of Ferus Manus's death. His fists clenched as he stared into the middle distance, and Lucius saw the bloody parade of Istvan V come alive in his eyes. "I was vulnerable," said Fulgrim, standing and resuming his pacing of the stage. "A servant of the Dark Prince took my flesh for its own amusement. It was an ancient thing, a needy, capricious thing that revelled in its stolen prize, and for a time I allowed it to retain possession of my body while I learned of it and its powers. I think it hoped I would be crushed by the death of my brother." Fulgrim grinned, staring at his hands as though they were still bloody from the slaying of the Iron Hands Primarch. "It should have known better. After all, it had started me down the road of self-indulgence and a life free of inhibitions or guilt. What did I care for one more betrayal? Manus was already a fading memory, a ghost who recedes with each passing moment, and everything I learned from it only made me stronger. In time, it was a simple matter to reclaim my body and cast it into the prison it had crafted for me." Lucius tore his gaze from his magnificent Primarch and lifted his head to the portrait. Its lines were no less insipid, its colours no less bland, but knowing its truth now, Lucius saw the ageless pain of an immortal, inchoate being, trapped forever in unending stagnation. To a creature of infinite possibility, there could be no greater torment, and his admiration for his Primarch's brilliance soared anew. "So, now you know the truth, my sons," said Fulgrim, dropping from the stage to walk among them. He spread his hands and touched them all as he walked past them. "It is no easy thing to serve a master who demands so much of us and grants us so much in return. We must go further in our desires than any other, experience all things, even those distasteful to us. No sacrifice, no degradation, and no bliss will exist beyond our reach. I have such sights to show you all, my sons. Secrets and power thought beyond comprehension, truths buried since the dawn of time, and a route to godhood that will see me burn brighter than 1,000 suns. Fulgrim spun on his heel as his warriors cheered his words. He basked in their adoration, and their devotions made him shine like the star that allowed them to live. At last he lowered his arms and swept his gaze over them all, benevolent and paternal, stern and unflinching. I have much to do before deigning to join Horus Lupercal on Terra's muddy soil, said the Phoenician. My first task is to join with my Olympian brother and yoke his builders and dungeon keepers to my purpose.
What purpose?
Asked Julius Caesaron, daring the Primarch's wrath with a question. Fulgrim ran his hands through his virgin white hair and smiled, though Lucius saw this was a momentary indulgence. Further questions would not be tolerated. Not now, in the Primarch's moment of glory.
We have a city to build, he said. A glorious city of mirrors, a city of mirages, at once solid and liquid, at once air and stone.
Lucius felt his pulse quicken at the idea of such a city, a metropolis where every structure, tower and palace would throw his image back at him 1,000-fold. At last he saw the attack on Prismatica for what it was, the gathering of raw materials to raise this astonishing architecture of reflections.
A city of mirrors, he whispered. It will be wondrous.
Fulgrim took a step towards him and cupped the swordsman's face like a lover.
It will be better than wondrous,
said Fulgrim, leaning down to kiss Lucius on each scarred cheek.
For in the heart of its million reflections, I will meet the gaze of the angel Exterminatus, and the galaxy will weep to behold its terrible beauty.
The Reflection Cracked was written by Graham McNeil and read by Jonathan Keeble. It was produced by Heavy Entertainment for Black Library. This work is copyrighted by Games Workshop Limited 2012. All rights reserved.